Okay, today's daf is Nazir daf Memtes 49, and we are on Memches Amud Beis, towards the bottom of the Amud, about 10 lines up. We'll start with Ula Rebbe Akiva, towards the end of the line. So if you remember, we were discussing all the different days in the Tanoim about what are the Makoros, what are the sources that we know, both the allowance and the Isurim for a Nazir and a Kohen not being able to be Metame for non-relatives, for a Nazir and a Kohen Gadol not even being able to be Metame for relatives, and for the Heter of all of them to be Metame for Meis Mitzvah. Those are the halachas, basically, that everybody agrees to, and the question is, what are the sources that these halachas come from? So we had Rabbi Akiva and Rabbi Yishmael and all the different days on Amud Aleph as well, and yesterday's Shir, and the Gzeirah Shavas between Kohen Gadol and Nazir. So the question is, what does each one do with the other one's sources, with the other one's Gzeirah Shavas? Right, that is what the Gemara has left to do right now. So we start with Ulu Rabbi Akiva. Ulu Rabbi Akiva, Gzeirah Shavah, de Rabbi Minole. Rabbi had a Gzeirah Shavah mentioned earlier back on Amud Aleph. On the top of Amud Aleph, he had a Gzeirah Shavah. It says Imo by Nazir, it says Imo by Kohen Gadol. So we darshan that to use that to teach us a halacha. So what does Rabbi Akiva do with that Gzeirah Shavah? The assumption is that he does not reject the Gzeirah Shavah totally. What does he do with those psukim? So Rabbi Akiva, Gzeirah Shavah, de Rebbe Minale. So Amalacha, Kivan, de Amar Mar, Imhaya Kohen Gadol, the Nazir. Since we already had, if there is a Kohen Gadol who is a Nazir, La Achiv Eino Matame, Ava Mitame Ula Meis Mitzvah, he can, even a Nazir who's a Kohen Gadol, can be Matame for a Meis Mitzvah, only for his relative, he cannot be Matame. But even if he's so Kadosh, he has such a status, he's a Kohen Gadol and a Nazir, he still is able to be Matame for a Meis Mitzvah. Once we have that Makar, Mali Kohen Gadol Achudi, Mali Nazir Kohen Gadol. Once you know that, then you don't need the Gzeirah Shavah. So therefore, it's Mufnah that, or at least you don't need both of those sources, I should say, for, to teach me that halacha of a plain Kohen Gadol, or a Nazir Kohen Gadol, and that's why, as Tosfos explains, it's Mufna by Kohen Gadol, and that is enough for Rabbi Akiva to learn the Gzeirah Shavah. That's Tosfos. Says the Gemara, explaining the Gemara. Ulu Rabbi Yishmael Kohen Gadol, Vu Nazir Minolei. And what about Rabbi Yishmael? How does he know that halacha? If he's a Kohen Gadol and a Nazir, he could still be Matami himself for Meis Mitzvah. Answer, Kivan, Deshara Rachmana, Chad Lav, Gabi Meis Mitzvah, Mali Chad Lav, Mali Trey Lavin. So Rabbi Yishmael, once you know that a Meis Mitzvah is Dochel Lav, see, he doesn't differentiate between one or two Lavim. Doesn't matter how many Lavim, the Kohen Gadol Lav, the Nazir Lav. Good. Achoso Lamali. What about Achoso? Where Tosfos says, bottom Tosfos, that this question is according to Rabbi Yishmael. Let's read the bottom Tosfos. Pirish lo Rabbi Yishmael. Bishlam al Rabbi Akiva. According to Rabbi Akiva, Kiva de Tzarech Kra. Lehecha de Isbe Knushas Kohen Gadol vahu Nazir. Since you need a pasik to teach me, a Kohen Gadol who is a Nazir can be Matami himself. Velo Amar. And Rabbi Akiva does not say, well, it doesn't matter how many Averis. Mali Chala Mali Trelav. And Rabbi Akiva requires a Pasik to teach me Kohen Gadol Nazir can be Matami himself. He doesn't just say it doesn't make a difference. Hachanami, so it makes sense. Rabbi Akiva require another Pasik for each extra element. Hachanami, Yitzra Krami Yutar Da Achoso Sheyidche Mikol Makom Asei De Pesach Umila Afagav Sheyish Bem Kares. If Rabbi Akiva requires an extra Pasik to teach me that Meis Mitzvah is allowed for a Kohen Gadol Nazir, so Lachara he would have to have another Pasik to teach me that it's even allowed, even in a case where he's on his way to do a great mitzvah, which if you don't do, you would get Kares. As we know, the two mitzvahs Asei, whose nullification, whose bittel of them carry kares, are Mila and Karban Pesach. So that's why, according to Bikiva, I understand why you need the Pasuk. El Alor Bishmael, De Ein Lo Chilak Bein Chad Lav L'Shnei Lavin. But as we just said, according to Bishmael, there's no difference between one or two Lavin of, in this context of Meis Mitzvah being Doche, Hayasavar Nami, De Ein Lo Chilak Bakari. So therefore, he shouldn't require an extra Pasuk to teach me Meis Mitzvah's Doche, even Aseis of Kares. So that's why the Gemara asks here, back to the Gemara's question, Achoso Lamali. So according to Rabbi Yishmael, what do you need Achoso to teach me? Right? You don't need it to teach me, as we said, 10 lines up above, at the end of yesterday's Shir, Halach Lishchot is Pischav Lamalos Beno, then you still be Metavi for a Meis Mitzvah. You don't need a Pasuk to teach me that, according to Rabbi Yishmael. Says the Gemara, no, maybe you do. Salkedai dechamina kishar achmana lebeis mitzvah nazir v'kohen de iser lavehu. Says the Gemara, maybe there's a difference between the number, we might say, we mentioned a couple of days ago, quality versus quantity. You might say that meis mitzvah is only doche one or even two laven. Aval mila v'kares. V'pesach, dekares, lo yitma lemeis mitzvah, kamash malan. That's why you need a separate pasuk. Once you get to the severity of a kares mitzvah, even if it's a mitzvah zaseh, it's a different category. So the havamina is that you would have said that meis mitzvah is not doche these mitzvos, kamash malan. It is, even according to Rabbi Yishmael. Let's stop there for a moment and talk about these mitzvos. Even before we get to those mitzvos, let's talk about this, the whole din that we've been talking about, tumah lemeis mitzvah. We mentioned a couple of days ago, back on Daf Mem Gimel, and it has to do with what we've just said as well, that a kohen and a nazir, not a nazir, but for a nazir and a kohen gadol for a meis mitzvah, a nazir even for his own family, are matame for an entire body. Or something that symbolizes an entire body. For a spine, a skull, rov minyan, all of those types of items. But if it's not a full body, then a person is not allowed to be matami themselves. There is a question that was asked to Rav Moshe Feinstein in Yaradeya, Chelek Bey, Simon, Kuf, Samach, Hey, what happens if there is a Kohen who goes through an operation, or let's say even after the cases, after he died? Whether legally or not legally, halachically, not halachically. Either way, let's say one of his organs were removed. Maybe to save someone else. But now this person is not a complete person. And didn't we just say that if somebody's not complete, maybe you can't be metame? Unless you say, rov minyan. So if that's true, that's true. But is there any issue if somebody has some type of operation afterwards, or Moshe discusses it there, and he says, we'll have to wait a little bit till we get to a Gemara later on in Daf Nun Samachay, where we have Mace Prat Laharug, why is Harug excluded? But Moshe is Matir, as long as one cannot see a Chisaron. That's called a body. Doesn't matter whether there's no Chisaron, there is a Chisaron internally, Yish Lahatir Lukoin Lahakarov Imroin Shalochaser Klumi Bachutz, Vishaper Avdu. Right, talking about, Got to introduce this. Talking about a Kohen who wants to be Metame for his father. Can he? Is this called a guf shalim? Right? This relates to what we said back on Dav Mem Gimel Amabez on top, where we had the Rav Chizda's din, Nikta Rosho Shalaviv, Eino Metame Lo. Lo Aviv Bizmanshu Shalaviv, Lo Bizmanshu Chaser. So that's what the same rules Lachar would apply here too. Once we have it open, Rav Moshe, a couple pages earlier, also discusses something that has been come up in the past couple of dafim about avarim and not full parts of one's body if one is chaser. Rav Moshe, this was asked to him, Rachmana Litzlan, a number of decades ago when there was a tremendous controversy in the 1960s in Israel about doing certain types of procedures, la'achar misa, doing autopsies. So Rav Moshe was asked if one is allowed to bring an aver, a limb of a body, to a demonstration in order to make a roshim, eino doma shmiya l'ri'iya. Are they allowed to do that? Ubedavar imutter lahavi ha'ivarim lahavgana. This is in Beis Kufnun, sheze yase roshim yoser alat tzibur, leheaso sa'arat tziburit, mishum she'eino doma shmiya l'ri'iya, v'yoel levata lagzera. Are you allowed to do this? Says, where do you start? Where do you start looking for source material? Says Rav Moshe, you have to look in Navi. If you have to look in Navi, where? Pilegesh Begiva. Look at the story, the end of Sefer Shoftim. The tragic story of the concubine who was raped and then ultimately killed. And what did the owner do? What did the husband do? Right? He cut her up and sent her to all the Shvatim in order to create this feeling, and that's ultimately led to what happened to the civil war with Binyamin. So Betzidu Kiya Gavne Bikroi Bipilegish Begiva, Shenatacha Ish as Pilagto, Shemesa Al Yude Inui Anshe Abilial, Luyud Bez Nesachim, 12 parts, Vishalcham Chogvul Yisrael, Sheyasa Roshim, I'll call Yisrael, Sheyecholasos Din, Lanche Bilial, Vim Kain, Yeshlam Elef Mizem, maybe one can learn from there, Shagambo of the Zumutter, Mikal Shekain. Here, it doesn't mean to cut up, it's already menutach. All you're doing now is the delay of burial. Right, this is also bizayin, but it was mutter there. Pashas, Chazal don't pick up on the fact that the person did something wrong there. It doesn't sound that it. Then Rav Moshe says, l'chora, it should be L'chor it should be mutter in that case, because one is delaying burial, and one is not even cutting it in the first place, so he mottered it in that regard. But let's get back, though, to the mitzvos being discussed. Mila and Karban Pesach. The Gemara here says that according to Rabbi Yishmael, we required a separate pasuk because these are unique mitzvos. These are mitzvos that have karis related to them. Karban Pesach we'll leave for now. Let's focus for a couple of minutes on the mitzvah of Mila. The uniqueness of the mitzvah of Mila and the uniqueness with the karis. Let's start with what our Gemara is about and then branch off. So the Gemara says this is a mitzvah sheyesh bo karis. There is a machlokas between the Rambam and the Ravid how to understand the punishment of karis when it comes to Mila. The Rambam says in the beginning of Hilchos Mila, Ein molin banav shel adam ela midaito. You can't circumcise a person's children unless he gives a das, that he has knowledge of it. Elim kein avar v'nimna l'mulu, unless he's refusing. Shebezdin malin oso bal karcho. Bezdin can be mal by force. Nis alemi bezdin v'lo malu oso, if Bezdin did not take care of it, or there was no, somebody lived at a time where there was no Bezdin in force to do this. Kishe yagdil, hu chayev l'mulu atzmo. When he gets older, whenever he realizes, he has to get a bris mila. V'kol yom v'yom sheyavar alav mi sheyagdil, v'lo yomol es atzmo. Every day that passes, that he is a gadol, and he does not get bris mila done, harehu mevatel mitzvahs asay. It's a bitol asay, says the Rambam. Avaleno chayev kareis ad sheyamus v'hu arel mezid. But kareis only kicks in after the person dies without having a bris mila done. So the Rambam splits between the bitul asay and the kares. And the shaila is, how does he do that? The Ravid jumps on the Rambam. What are you talking about? This is an asay sheish bo kares. Therefore, if you're not fulfilling the asay sheish bo kares, so then you're chayev kares. And you're chayev kares every single day, says the Ravid. V'chol yom, omid be'isr kares, every day. So what is the Rambam talking about here? How can you split and say, oh, you haven't done the mitzvah, but you're not chayev kares yet? How is that possible? So says the Minchas Asher, in Bereishis and Simin Tezayin, Oz Beis, two suggestions for the Rambam. Number one, he says, maybe when the Rambam says Bitul Aseh, he doesn't really mean it. The Bitul Aseh, right, meaning you have one of two possibilities here. When you have the Bitul Aseh and then the Karis later, you could move the Bitul Aseh till later to be with the Karis, or you can move the Karis till earlier. So which one? So first option, says the Minchas Asher, is move the Bitul Aseh till later. Really, there is no Bitul Aseh every day. Because when do you have a bitul asay that you could undo and then fulfill it, just like as if you would have done it earlier? It doesn't really mean bitul asay. It just means you're delaying the asay. De'ein kavanas harabam lebitul asay mamish. Ela kavanaso de'al yedei shema'acher ha-mitzvah mizalzel be-mitzvah chashubazu. By delaying it, you're being mizalzel in this mitzvah. Ach mikol makom lo bitel mitzvah asay. But it doesn't mean you are mevatel it. Ve'eno chayev karetz ha-shiyabas lo nimol. So it goes together. The real bitul asay and karetz are only after a person dies without getting bris mila. You have a similar lashon. He quotes in Ilchas Ishus, when the Rambam talks about the mitzvah of Puravu, the Rambam says there that if somebody's 20 years old already and they're not married, he's being mevatel the asay, even though he says two lines later, but if he's learning and if he can delay it a little bit, but what do you mean? Bitul asay. So again, you see sometimes that the Rambam uses the lashon of bitul asay as a delaying. You're not showing seriousness of heart towards the mitzvah. If there is a good reason that you're delaying, so then fine. But if not, one has to make sure that there is one has the proper hashkafa to the mitzvah of bris mila. There is a tshuva of the Noda B'Yehuda. It's a fascinating historical tshuva about taking the mitzvah of mila seriously and not being mezalzel and pushing it off. He writes in Yeredeya in Madura Tinyana, Simin Kuf Samach Vav Al Das Tinok. There was a child that was sick, and therefore he didn't have his bris mila on day 8. V'kvar chazar libriuso. And now Baruch Hashem, he's better. V'hu roi lios nimo. Now he's ready to get the bris mila. V'aviv rotze la'akev la'mul ad sheyagia erev Pesach. B'hasot asa b'chorim. But it's about 2 weeks before Pesach, and the Bechorim don't want to fast. Maybe nobody had a siyum to do there. And the Bechorim seduced the father and convinced him to push off the bris. V'yeyasvu kol ha-Bechorim le'echol be'erev Pesach v'sudas bris mila. So all the firstborns can get together and have a good reason to eat. V'da says the Mitno de Behuta, this is terrible. Ki dover zehu maisem migune ma'od la'hashos ha-mitzvah. It's terrible to delay the mitzvah. V'yafilu b'yom ha-mila atzmo. Even on the day of Shekala Yom Kasher, Yafilo Hachi, Zrizim Atim Le Mitzvah. We know, Zrizus. Kal v'chomer shel lidchos b'yom liyom. Even within one day, you're supposed to do it early. Surely to push it off from to another day. Af shekvar nidches mizmana, and even though it's already a milo shlo bizmana, mikomakom shuv, kol yome zmanu. Every day is the zman, and therefore he says to the questioner, who must have been a rabbi who says it was a problem, yafel sarta, lamul milo shlo bizmana, be'er pesach. It's good that you answered it. Even if they walk in Erev Pesach with the baby, this rabbi didn't let them do the bris milah that day. So therefore, no milas, they killed and eat, and they didn't prepare a siyum. Their fault. And I said, they're going to do it again. So the Nodim Yudah says, I like your svara. And number two, he says, "Va'od meichitesi la'atil la'chil la'hashos milah shlo bezmana la'mul be'erev Pesach sheish lachos sheyavol de." Right? Maybe he's going to get to other sakana. Va'achiv kareis va'afim irash lo yahaya efshal mulo ad yom. Hey, I'm sorry. It's erev Shabbos, and then he says, "Me hitir allowed that. Me who allowed them to eat? Maybe the baby's going to die before it. Many issues that might come up, and therefore, right when you have the baby is ready to have the milah done, you have to do it." So Rav Asher Weiss is medayik. The Rebbe doesn't say anywhere that he's being mevatel on mitzvah zaseh every day. Doesn't say that based on the Rambam. So he says it must be. I like this understanding that the bitul aseh is not really a bitul aseh every day. It just means that you're delaying it unneededly. Another idea that suggested that he brings it here, and others achronim also say, is that maybe the Rambam is being mechalik between two elements of bris milah. His version is in his lashon, it's the ma'isa hamilah and the heyoso mahol. It's the act of being having bris milah and being mahol. Maybe those are the two brachas. Al hamila and lahachnisa bevriso shalav mavinu. Right? One is a bracha on the maisa hamila, one's a bracha on the chalos hamila. And therefore, that's what it could mean. Even though you're being mevatel mitzvah aseh of the maisa hamila. But the chalos mila, that's a one-time thing. And as long as the person gets the mila before they die, so then that is something that would be acceptable. The Nira Lafari Zos bin Mikroya Kodesh, the Ishgeder Bris, the Ishgeder Os Bris. That's how he formulates it. Etzema Bris, who Maisa Hamila, the Zechel Kenu Bebrisha Karasimon Akadish Baruchu, Lamul, to do the Maisa Hamila. Umil Vadzos, Yesh Os Bris. There's the covenantal part of the Mila, to call Ben Yisrael, Chayav Lassi, Salbasaro, Os, Shekim, Esabrisha, Karasimon Akadish Baruchu, Venimol. So, says the Minchas Asher, there are two elements, so that's another way to explain the Rambam. There are two other elements that, you know, that are mentioned by the Beis Halevi. The Beis Halevi, in his commentary in Parshas Lech Lecha, where Bris Mila is first commanded, his Halech Lefanei Ve'yet Tamim, Beis Halevi quotes Rishonim, Chakru HaRishonim Zal, Imhu Begeder Hasaras HaChisaron De Ha'arla, right, the HaChisaron, what's Mila about? Is it removal of something, or is it adding something? Is it Begeder Hasaras HaChisaron, you're removing something negative, De Ha'arla Hu Mum Ba'adam HaYisraeli, the Arla is a blemish, Ubimila ma freedom as a chisar mimenu, and by Mila we remove the problem. Oh, imhuo safas maila v'kedusha. Or no, it is being mosif kedusha. Ukamo kol mitzvahs asay, sheim bakum va'asay. Just like all mitzvahs asay, sheim lahosif maila v'kedusha, luma yisraelis. And says the Beis Halevi, I think it's both. I think it's both. And he says, look at the Mishnah Nedarim, that talks about if somebody is noder min amulim, noder min arelim. So the Mishnah Nedarim, daf mem, lamad alf says, ma'usa hiya arla, shenizganu ba'akusim. That's number one, that it's ma'us. It's something to be removed. But then he says, gedola himila, shenichrosola yudgimel brisos. That's tosefes ma'ala. That's both. So he says, that's the pasuk also to Avram Avinu. Hisalech lefanai, ve'yet tamim vo'etna brisi. Amar le shnei dvarim, says the Beis Halevi. D'mashma'uto shel tamim hu below mum. V'omar lo shebemilo yusar mimenu amum shel arlo v'tumasa v'yeh tamim. Number one, is alech v'neve yeh tamim. That's removing, because when you're tamim, that's the opposite of being a bal mum. V'yomar od. And then it says the next phrase, v'yatna brisi b'ni hu b'neichem. And there'll be a covenant. That's the positive. Dal yada yitosef lohem od kedusha v'mala. That you will have a added element. And then the Beis Halevi says one more final punchline, maybe that's the difference also between the chituch and the priya. We know even physically, bris milah has two parts to it, the cutting and the pulling back. A revealing of the atara. Tine shnei bechinos heim bechituch upriya. Hachituch hu asaras me'alav arla, removal of the negative. Ubazeh motzi atzmo miklal akusim, shenikra arelim. V'acharkach ba hapriya, v'hu la'os bris kodesh lis kasher ulehis kadesh, b'kdushas Yisrael liosam echad. And those are the two brachas we make, and there are many other elements that he mentions here, but we'll leave that for now. But again, this is bris milah. Rav Shlomo Zalman once wrote, this is quoted in Chikum Amtakin, the Rav Shlomo Zalman two-volume biography, amazing biography, at the end of the first volume, where he talks about bris milah. Rav Shlomo Zalman commented once, when he was asked, somebody came to him and said, oh, if you're mishtati for the bris, you have mechilas avonos, and it's amazing, and everybody should just go to a bris, and they'll have their slate wiped clean. Rav Moshe says, Rav Shlomo Zalman says, it's not so easy. It's not something automatic. Right, even Yom Kippur we paskin requires tshuva. Right, so what? A bris milah is more powerful than Yom Kippur? Says Rav Shlomo Zalman there. Kivan she Eliyahu Hanavi shu malach eno yachol lavo lemakom sheish zuama meha avera shel hanashim. Because Eliyahu Hanavi cannot come to a place which is so tamei, so he has to basically clean it out before he comes. Lachein bo so a bris mochalim lanashim amitzuyim shamalav onoseihem. Ulamaisa. Midubar b'hastara shel avonos, but really, what Eliyahu Navi does, he just covers them over. He doesn't remove them. He covers them. V'yachein misha v'osa eis maharher b'tshuva u'mekabal atzmo l'shanos drachav v'lo lachzo l'suro. But anyone who at that moment uses the opportunity to change his ways and to really do tshuva, so then they stay covered and they're even removed. Mochlan lo akal avonosav. Bramim lo maharer b'tshuva. If he doesn't maharer, then it's meaningless. Miyav lachar abris chozer v'lo akal avonos. Avonosav. It's not something automatic that happens, right? In the footnotes, they quote, it can't be more powerful than Yom Kippur itself, right? Yom Kippur. Afilo achi kaimal domus kapra ela b'tshuva by Yom Kippur. V'im kim eichichol lomar shakadosh baruch hu vatron lebali averes chamuros habam lasimcha bebris shemochel gam lahem al kol avonoseihem without doing tshuva, right? It doesn't make sense. So that's why bris milah has many secret elements, but only with if one takes advantage and does tshuva regarding this issue. Again, other elements of bris milah, but we will stop there in our discussion of milah. Again, how do we get into it? Because our Gemara is talking about the uniqueness of the two mitzvahs asay that have kares associated with them, milah and karban pesach, and that's why, at least according to certain tanaim, you might need a separate pasuk, separate word in the Torah to tell me that if you're on your way to do a bris or karban pesach, and you see a meis mitzvah, even for these amazing, important mitzvos, one has to stop. Good. Next, on top now. Ula Rabbi Akiva, michti. Loshna kohen gadol l'chudev, loshna kohen gadol v'hu nazir, nafka mila achiv. It doesn't, according to Rabbi Akiva, it doesn't matter whether it's a plain kohen gadol or a kohen gadol nazir. He learns it out from la'achiv, that meis mitzvah is achiv, la'aviv ulimo lamali. So what do you need la'aviv uli'imo for? What do you need both of those? So the Gemara says, each one is needed. Tzrichi. This was already alluded to earlier. Dikas of Aviv, if it only said Aviv, that a Nazir cannot be Matami for his father, Hava Mina Hainu Taima Dolom Matami Lei. Why can't you be Matami for your father? Mishum de Chazaka Ba'almahu. How do we know this person is the son to this person? Do we have Adim? No, we have no idea. We have no idea, but it's a Chazaka, Mistama, for the past 25 years, for the past 40 years, he's said that it's his father, and he said it's his son. So we assume, chazakas, we assume they're related, even though we don't have vados. That's called a chazaka, chazaka ba'almahi. The Rush here says, look on the side, mishum de chazaka ba'alma, derov bi'ilos acharabal. We can assume that the mother had bi'ah with her husband. That's what we assume, and therefore this is the child. Aval imo vaiter in the Gemara, and then we'll come back. Aval imo di yadin di lidite. But the mother, who we know for sure, because the midwives know this baby came out of this mother. Father, you can't be sure, but the mother, you can be sure. Litamila, maybe that's an even closer, deeper connection, and he would be able to be mitami for his mother. Kamash Milan, he can't. Kamash Milan, he can't. So that's why the mother might be more serious. And then you have the opposite. Because Rachmana Imo, Hava Mina Imo, Lola Tamila. And if you only had Imo, I would have thought, fine, the mother, he can't be Matami for Delav Azil Zara Basra. Because for many halachos, we don't go by maternity. We go by paternity. For Shevet, for Yichus, for Yerusha, for many halachos. right? If you're Jewish or not, you go by the mother. That's true. But once you get beyond that, you go by the father. So I would have thought maybe a mother, that relationship is not as strong. Aval aviv kivan damar ma'al mishpacho sam levesa vosam. If it says by beginning of Bamidbar lemishpacho sam levesa vosam emal etame le, maybe he can be metame for him, his father. Kamash balan. We don't say that. Period. The Rashba asks a very sharp question. The Rashba in Chelek Aleph Siman Chaf Zayin, he asks it on the Torah's Kohanim, which has the same type of drasha as our Gemara, meaning there's a hava mina that he would not be able to be metame for one of his parents. Right? Ma imo biyadu, hayiti omer ma imo biyadu, avave biyadu, aviv chazaka minayin, tamalam ala aviv. That you might have thought that only the mother, but not the father. Maybe he wouldn't be able to be metame for his father, because who knows if this is his real father? Yes, the Rashba, very sharp. Mimanavshach. If it's his father, then he should be able to be metame. He's allowed to be metame for him. If it's not his father, so then who says he's a Kohen? Maybe he's just a Yisrael, so then he should also be able to be metame for him. Mimanavshach, asked the Rashba. Kashuli, letame le laviv mimanavshach. E aviv have shapir metame lo. E lav aviv hu imkein mamzeru. Bein amuzer alatoma. So you have to come up with a case where we know he is a Kohen from outside sources. The Rashba says, "V'shafti lo d'Yisrael l'misha muchzaklan al pi edim shehu Kohen." Well, we know somebody's a Kohen, and after a certain amount of time, somebody comes from Medina Sayam and says, "Oh, I'm his father," and then later on, his father is undone. But still, the son might be able to stand by itself. Or the Gra says, maybe it's a city shekulo Kohanim. Right, and then so even if this is not his father, Mistami came from a different father who was a Kohen, here Shekuloko on him. So that is the you have to come up with some type of ukimta in this regard. But there's another important discussion on this daf, and that is the Gemara said that how do we know that the father is the father of this child? We don't. Chazaka ba'almahi. And what did the Rush say? Rove be'ilos achar habal. This type of chazaka. There are many types of chazakas, we should say. But this type of chazaka, we might even call a ruba delesa kamun. Meaning we know elsewhere, the major discussions of rov. Two types of robes, ruba de isa kamun and ruba delesa kamun. Ruba de isa kamun, a robe that is in front of us. What's an example of that? You have 10 stores, 9 are kosher, 1 is not kosher. That's ruba de isa kamun. Right? You have anything right in front of me. That is a rove. Rove, but the lesser kamon is what we would call a statistical rove. It's not here. Most women give birth in the 9th month. Most men are not sarisim, and most women are not islandists. Most people in life sell oxen for plowing. Most people this, most people that. That's a rove, but the lesser kamon. Right? It's not here. How exactly do you define a ruba de lesa kaman? It's a statistical rove. So Rav Elchanan has a beautiful formulation of this in Baba Basra in Simen Pei Gimel, where he says the difference between a ruba de isa kaman and lesa kaman is whether you're going from the rove to the prat or the prat to the rove. De beruba de isa kaman, when it comes to a rove that's in front of you, yedias harovhi, al yedei sheneida, mikol prat uprat b'fnei atzmo. How do you know the rove? Because you know there are 10 shops here. You know 6 are kosher and 4 are not kosher. So you know the pratim. You add them up. You come to the rove. So that's ruba de isa kamon. You have the pratim and then you have the rove. Ruba de lesa kamon is just the opposite. You don't know. You have something in front of you. You don't know what dalach is. So you have statistics. You have the world out there. They have the rove out there. And you're going to try to apply that rove to this specific prat in front of you. That's a ruba de lesa kamon. Uberuba de lesa kamon, yediasenu hi me'aklau ala prat, v'lo me'apratim ala klau. Ki kol prat b'fnei atzmo ine yadu alanu. In this case, we have no idea the prat in front of us. Kimo ro behemos ksheros hein, hi rak yedia klalus. Umi mena nadun, al kol behema b'frat, shi kimo arov. Aval b'kol behema b'fnei atzmo, ef shalom or shi treifa. Right, so whether it's the rove to the prat or the prat to the rove, that's how Rabbi Chanan explains it. What does that have to do with us? Many achronim say that when you have this type of chazaka, a chazaka ba'alma, what's this chazaka? Of rove be'ilos achar habal. That's a chazaka that women, that this child comes from the father, but it's based on the ruba de lesa kaman, that women are mostly with their husbands. But the three sugyas, the Sefer Chakiris talks about this, but we like to always put together different sugyas that overlap. like we quote, Tanai, Breira, and Asmachta. Those three are always have to be looked at together. And there are the three sugyas that have to do with mitzvahs and averas. We have Lava Nitak La'asei, Ase Dochalos La'asei, and Mitzvah Bab Avera. Right, those three. One is a good thing, one's a bad thing, and one's just neutral, something that you have to do. So that's those three. So you also have here, you have three principles in halacha that are very similar, but not exactly the same. The strongest, what we would call Anan Sa'adi. Anan Sa'adi is clear. 100% Anan Sa'adi is 100 is a very, very strong svara. Right, there's always water in the river. So that means an Anan Sa'adi that there's water there. The next level down is what we would call an Umdana. An Umdana, it's not as strong as an Anan Sa'adi, but it's a certain understanding that we have. It's an Umdana, right? Shliachos or Shlichuso. An example of an Umdana, of a Cheskas Umdana. And then you have a Ruba de Lesa Kaman, where we're trying, there's no Svara here, this is just the reality. Most people do this. This is the Minhag Olam, right? Or this is the reality of what most people are. So here too, this is what's quoted in our regard, Chazaka ba'alma, the Rosh here quotes the Rov, and that is an example of Aruba de Lesa, come on. There is a discussion in the Achronim, Rav Shimon Shkop and Rav Meir Simcha, about which is the stronger Rov. Aruba de Lesa, come on, or Aruba de Isa, come on. And you can look at it in both ways. On the one hand, you know, the Rov that's in front of you, you see the majority. The majority is kosher, so you see it in front of you, it's very strong. Or do you say no? Ruba de Lesa, come on. This is a tried and experienced and very solid rove based on the whole world, not just based on me. So that's a question. There's Gemaras and Chulin about it, but this is a great topic to discuss at some point. Ruba de Lesa, come on, and Ruba de Isa, come on. Okay, let's continue. We're up to the last line of Mem Tassam and Aleph. Here we go. So the Bach adds in Ula Rebbe Akiva. So now, according to Rabbi Akiva, this pasuk is extra because he uses all of the specifics. So, what does he do with this pasuk? Al kol nafshos meis, says the Gemara. Al kol laafuke rechokim. Al kol excludes rechokim. That means non-relatives. Non-relatives, he is not allowed to be a kohen. He's not allowed to be metame. Kohen Gadol, I'm sorry. Kohen Gadol be Matame. The Rush here points out in the Pirush Rush, a Kohen Hedyud is already Mitzuvah. So it's Lavar Bebez Lavin, says the Rush. Lavar Bebez Lavin, Debalav Haikra, Yad Inan Le, Delogarmi Kohen Hedyud. So number one, Al-Kol teaches me that a Kohen Gadol is not allowed to be Matame for non-relatives. Me Slafuke Krovim, even relatives. Nefashos, this is Rabbi Akiva Shita. La Fuke Revias Dam Shiyatse Mishte Mesim. We had this line quoted earlier in the Essa Revi'iyos, Daf Lamed Ches. Rabbi Kiva holds that if you have a Revias of Dam that came from two different Mesim, Shemetame Ba'ol, that's also Metame Ba'ol, not just Revias from one Mace, even from two Mesim. Shenemar, Akol, Nafshos Mace, Lo Yavo. Nafshos Mace. That's one of the Yeshem LaMikra, Yeshem LaMesorah's examples that are quoted in the beginning of Sanhedrin. This is Rabbi Akiva, Nafshos is plural. And therefore, even if it came from two Mesim, one would be Chayfred. If you remember then, we discussed the Machlokas between Rabbi Akiva and the Rabbanan, whether it's one or two Mesim. The Lundus, Rabbi Ginnat quoted in his Sefer on Sanhedrin, as to whether this Dam is a symbolic person. Ki Adam hu HaNefesh. So when you have a Revias Dam, it's like the Nefesh, and maybe that's why you would need it from one Mace, because it's a symbol of one person. Or do you say, no, it's a Din of Shiurim. It's a din of Revias Dam. So if it's a din of Shi'urim, so it's Revias Dam, so it can even come from two Mesim. And that was the Diak, why the Gemara earlier in Daf Lamed Ches, when it lists off the 10 different contexts where we have the Shear of a Revias, it Dafka quotes Rabbi Akiva Shita. What do you mean the Rabbanan also quote that you need a Revias of Dam? Why Dafka Rabbi Akiva holds from two Mesim? Because according to the Rabbanan, it's a din of Guf. It's a din of representation of the body. It's not a din of shiurin of a revius. And according to Rabbi Akiva, it is. That's why it could come from two mesim, and that's why the Mishnah, the Gemara there is meduyik, that it quotes it from Shitas Rabbi Akiva. Okay, let's continue. Says the Mishnah, Al Elu Tumos Hanazu Megaleach. So now we're about to have a Chiddush Gadol. There are many items that make somebody Tamei Meis. Many items. The Mishnah tells us in Maseches Ahalos, in the second parak, Elu Metamin Ba'ohel. The following items, a lot of things that are Metamin Ba'ohel. Then it goes through Elu Metamin B'maga B'masa. All different types of Tumah. Right, so, and the list there is more inclusive than the list that we're about to have. In other words, there are going to be some tumos that a nazir is makes himself tameh with, but he does not go through the process of teglachas tuma. There's a certain limitation based on it's not a nefesh, right? We'll get to a kol nafshos mace, right? There's different reasons why he's tameh, but there's going to be different, a much more limited list here than what is in the second parak of Maseches Ahalos. So al elu tumas ha nazir megalech al hameis. On a dead body. We will see in the Gemara that can't mean that, because that's Pashat. So it's going to have to mean, Gemara is going to give three different options what that means. Alames. V'al kezayis min hames. On a kezayis min hames. That also, where do we know that from? Why kezayis min hames? So that's a Rambam. The Rambam in Hilchos Tumas Beis in the second parak says, Afal pisha shi'urin kulam halacha Moshe Misinai hein. Even though all shi'urim are halacha Moshe Misinai, amru chachamim tchilas bir yaso shal adam kizayis. Chachamim say when a person starts, when he's a little peanut inside the uterus and he's a tiny little nothing, kizayis, when he's that size, that's when he starts. And that's already considered something. And that's the Rambam. Lefichach shir tumas bisaro kezayis. That's where the shir of tumas is a kezayis, because that's the time when he starts having a certain status. Right? The Rambam in the previous halacha quoted about a nefel, about a miscarriage. Hanefel afa bisha dayelon is kashu evarav begidin mitami b'mago b'maso ba'oel ka'adam gadol shemes. A nefel is like an adam gadol. Shenemar v'anogea b'mes l'chol nefesh adam. V'chein, and the Rambam says a v'chein. But the Rambam's comparisons are always important. V'chein kizayis mi psar hames. That's what the Rambam just explained. Also kizayis from the psar hames, because that's when the baby starts. Bein lach, bein yavesh, kecheres, mitame, kemei sholem. And then he goes into the next halacha without a v'chein. So you see the first two, though, are connected. Okay, so let's continue the Mishnah. So what is a nazir megaleach on? That means it ruins his counting, and he has to go through the process of teglachas tuma, and then teglachas tara. And start the Naziris again. Alamais. Valkazayas ben Amais. Valkazayas netzel. That's a kazayas of decomposed flesh. V'yamoli tarvad rakav. A spoonful of corpse dust that it just decomposed in the earth, and now you have that area. V'yala shidra valkogolas. On the spine and on the skull. The Gemara will talk about both or either. V'yal aver men Amais. V'al aver men achai. Sheyesh alav basar karaui. On any aver from a live or a dead person, as long as there is enough flesh on it, kara'ui. What does kara'ui mean? Tosva says, enough that if it would still be attached, it would be able to regenerate itself and be part of the body. Mifarish, Tosva says in Va'al Eiver, Shezeo Basar Sheyuchal Eiver Lichyos Mimenu, Imayim Chubar La'adam Chai, Sheyuchal Halos Aruka, V'yavo B'Sheimbo Kazayis Basar. Even if it doesn't have a Kazayis Basar, if it's a whole limb, and it has some flesh on it that it could survive connected, that is enough. The Al-Khatsi Kav Atzamos. Also, on a half a Kav of Atzamos. Half a Kav, that's his measurement. Half a Kav of Atzamos. Machlokas, we showed him here. Tosva says, Mairi Shabo Me Ro Minyano Ro Minyano. Not only half a Kav of bones, there's another minimum. It has to be rove of the bones in there, or else it's not going to be Matame, even if it is half a kav. Kagon sheish b'kav atzabo, shenishbru b'chati kav atzabo zeh mehen ma'at. Mikol etzem ve'etzem. You got to have that. The Rambam doesn't quote that limitation. But Tosas continues and says, even though Tumas Ol is one of the first difference that we're mentioning, Tumas Ol is a quarter of a kav of atzamos. Yes, that's Tomei Meis, but Halacha Moshe B'Sinai is, says Tosfos, that a Nazir is only Megaleach on Chatzi Kav. Halacha Moshe B'Sinai, part of the Shi'urim discussion. V'al Chatzi Log Dam, and on a half a log of Dam. And again, Tosfos says, even though even just a Revius of Dam is Metame Ba'ol, as we just said, Chatzi Log is what's needed for the Tiglachas of Nazir, and it's all Halacha Moshe B'Sinai. On any of the ways that one can transfer tuma, these are all mitame, touching, carrying, or ohel, any of them. And what about a bone the size of a barley seed without any flesh on it? So we know from elsewhere that is not mitame b'masa. Al magov, al maso, that's it. And the Mishnah summarizes, al elu, anazir megaleach. On all of the ones in the Mishnah, the nazir is megaleach, he gets a haircut. Umaze b'shlishi b'shvi, and like any tummy mace, he has to get sprinkled with the ashes of the paraduma on day 3 and 7. V'sosar as hakodmin, and his first counting is ruined. Ve'in umazcha limnos ela ad sheyitar umevi es karbonosav. And he cannot start again until after he brings the karbonos that he had to bring. Tumas ohel, just one word on tumas ohel. Tumas ohel, we know, itself, there's magamasa ohel, and even within ohel, there's three. There's if the person is ma'ahil on the item, if the item is ma'ahil on the person, or if they're both under the same ohel. All three of those are tumas ohel. But there's also another element of tumas ohel. Rav Gusman speaks about this in Kutrasei Shiurim, in Mesechas Bava Metzia, on page 218, if you want to look it up. So he discusses other context of halacha, which require a house. We know there's something in Zroim called Re'ias Pnei Abayis. Only if you bring something through the front door, is it chayiv in Shumas and Maestras. What happens, asked Rav Gusman, if it's growing in the house? Does it need Re'ias Pnei Abayis? Yesh lehistapek, im betfuah shegadla b'bayis, yeshna nami halacha d'Re'ias Pnei Abayis, v'yalagav de'en kan achnasa l'bayis, mikol makom, hare hein nimtza'us b'bayis. Do you have that? Because he says, you find in Shavuos, Daf Yud Zayin, if you go into a Bayis HaManuga, if I walk into a house of Tzaras, so then I become Tame. Only Mitzorah and Mace. What if I walk in backwards? So the Gemara says, until I have walked in totally, I am not Matame. Even if only my nose is outside, I'm not Matame in the house. Once I'm all in, I am Matame. Why? You're not metame there because of knisa labayis. You're metame there because of himatzus babayis. There's the tumma of going in, and there's the tumma of being in. That's very different. So Avraham Shemavur says, Rav Gusman, d'shtei halachos miyuchadosei. Number one, haba el habayis, hatumma hu mishum maisa habia, ubaze einotame ela kederach biyaso. You have to have come in normally. And number two, kol asher babayis, everything in the house. And it doesn't matter how you came in, you are in now. And then he says, so too here, if it's in the house, this kaima halacha, you don't need a maisa achnasa. Right? The patur is only if there's a wrong maisa achnasa. So that's the shaila. But you see from there, even by tumas mace, there would be, lechora, two elements. The element of going in and the element of being in. Good. Tana Rabbanan, says the Gemara. After Rabbi Meir died, Meir, as the Gemara in Irvin discusses, he was very sharp. He was maybe even sharper than his generation. Too sharp for his generation, in one sense. So Rabbi Yehuda told his Talmidim, Al Yikansu Talmidei Rabbi Meir Lakan. Don't let Rabbi Meir's Talmidim into the base of Medrash. Bebei Shekanta Ranin Hain. Because they're just here to squabble and to quarrel. Below Lomo Torah Hain Bon. They're not here to really properly learn Torah. Elo Lakabcheni Bahalachos Hain Bon. They're going to try to trip me up. They're going to try to cause problems for me. Dachach Sumchas v'nichnas, but one of the Talmidim got in. Sumchas got in, and Amar Lehem, he started talking and learning. Kach Shanali Rabbi Meir, this is what Rabbi Meir taught me, and he quoted our Mishnah. Al Eilu Tumas Anazim Agalech, Al Ameis, V'Al HaKazayis Ben Ameis. Kos Rabbi Yehuda v'Amar Lehem, Rabbi Yehuda got very upset. Lo Kach Amarti Lachem, Al Yikatsu Talmidim Rabbi Meir Lakan, I told you not to let him in. V'Bei Shekanta Ranin Hain. They're just here to cause problems. What's the problem? Why is this a problem to quote the Mishnah like this? Al-Kizayis ben Ameis megaleach, al-Ameis lo-kol shekein. The next line of the Mishnah says, Kizayis ben Ameis. That's enough. So a whole mace? Of course! In Rabbi Yehuda's version of the Mishnah did not say al-Ameis. It just said Kizayis ben Ameis, because mace is obvious. Rabbi Yossi was there. Amar Rabbi Yossi says the Gemara now, Yomru, if I don't say anything, you know what people are going to say? Meir Shachav, Yehuda Kos, Rabbi Meir died, Rabbi Yehuda got angry and screamed, Yossi Shasak, Rabbi Yossi didn't do anything to defend, Torah Matahei Ale. So Rabbi Yossi says, I have to come up with an answer. So let's just read the three answers. There are three pshatim that what might be meant by the Mishnah when the Mishnah says Ben Hames. Number one, Amar Rabbi Yossi, lo nitzrucha el lameis, shein alav, kezayis basar. Maybe it's talking about a mace that doesn't have kezayis basar. When it says the next line of kezayis ben hameis, that's maybe with basar, but maybe this is a mace without basar. Says the Gemara, no, it can't mean that. The adayin yomar, al aver mimenu magaleh. On an aver, you don't need a kezayis basar. Remember what we said in the Mishnah? If it would have this amount of flesh, it would be able to live even without a kezayis. So an aver doesn't need a kezayis. Al kula lo kol shekein. So surely a whole body doesn't need kezayis basar. So we have to have a different pshat. Ella kedamar b'yochanan try number two. Lo nitzarcha ella l'nefel shalom iskashu evar begidin. Just like Rabbi Yochanan says elsewhere that we're talking about a nefel, miscarriage, whose limbs weren't totally connected and formed. Maybe that's the pshat of the Mishnah. When it says mace, it means a baby. Rava Amar, third pshat. If you have a very, very small person, then you have less than Rova Atzamos, but you have Rov Binyan and Rov Minyan. Maybe that's what the mace is referring to here. Three different pshatim of what might be meant in regard to mace in the Mishnah. Okay, so there's a lot here. Maybe we just have 1 minute. So let's just finish up, just getting all the way back to the beginning. One more thought about Bris Mila, just to mention the Sefer Chinuch again that we like to mention. The Chinuch notes that there is a chazal about a discussion of Bris Mila and one of the Tanoim. The Sefer Chinuch quotes, Misharshei Mitzvazu, Lefisha Ratza, Hashem Yisbarach Likvoa Ba'am Asher Hivdil Lios Nikra Al Shmo Os Kavua Bagufam. Hashem wanted to create a sign, a permanent sign in our bodies. Lahavdila Misharame Bitsuras Gufam, to separate us from the other nations. Kemoshe Muvdalaman Bitsuras Nafshosam. Just like our nefesh is different, so too our bodies should be different. And he continues, the Chulu Viratza, and this is already an allusion. Now, this is an allusion to a Yalka Tanchuma, where Turnus Rufus Arasha asked Rabbi Akiva, if your God loves Bris Mila, and he did such a great job, why didn't he create people with born with Mila? Says the Rabbi. So in that Medrash, the Rabbi Akiva answered, that they're there to purify us and clean us. So the way the Chinuch formulates that is, Viratza Lios Hashlama Yidei HaAdam. Hashem wanted the perfection to be through man. V'lo baru shalei mi beten, did not create everyone with Bris Mila. There are some people. The beginning of Avos Derabbi Nasan lists off a number of people that were born Mahul, not too many. Lirmos elav, but why do we have to do Bris Mila? To teach us. Why did Hashem only do 99% and not 100%? Ki kasher tashlim suras gufo al yado, kein biyado latashlim suras nafsho behechshel pulosav. To teach us that just like we could self-perfect ourselves physically, we can also self-perfect ourselves in all the other areas of life, and that is what Bris Mila is about. We teach the child this, and we teach all ourselves that at the beginning of the day. The Ashach HaKadosh even adds that the Shem Hashem that is associated with Bris Mila is Shakai, Anish Kel Shakai. Anish Kel Shakai. Why Shakai? Says the Gemara, Sha'amar Olam Dai. I said enough. I said this is the world, enough. What does that mean, enough? Hashem says this is all I'm doing, and then the rest you have to do yourself. Sha'amar la'olam dai. That's what Bris Mila is about, according to the Chinuch, and according to that name of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Okay, we'll stop here. But Hashem, I'm not sure if the next stop will be given by from the last cycle, or we'll have Shir. We'll figure it out, but Hashem, later.